Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran at 6. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. Text. Also, get your 2 for Tuesday requests in. One artist, two songs, 2 for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. Welcome back to the show. Right now, I'd like to welcome my guest. My next guest is a co-founder and CEO of Legion M, which is the first fan-owned entertainment company. It is an incredible idea, and some of the innovations that these guys have come up with. It's owned by the fans. It's the world's first fan-owned entertainment company. They work with top Hollywood creators to bring movies, TV, virtual reality to market. And it's the first company in history built from the ground up and owned by fans. It's such a great idea. And their big project, the latest project, is the film Colossal, which opens this weekend in Illinois. And they're organizing meetups throughout the state, including one at the River East, which Paul is co-hosting. The website is thelegionm.com for more information. And let's welcome Paul to the show. Paul, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Nick. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too, man. Paul Scanlon, co-founder, CEO of Legion N, the first fan-owned entertainment company. First of all, I got to tell you, this Colossal is a film that I have been looking forward to since I first saw the trailer. It just looks amazing.
It is. Well, you know, when this movie will blow your mind. I've seen it at least 5 times, and I still enjoy seeing it every time. I mean, it's one of those movies that's got so much depth, and it's so original. I mean, I can promise you, you have never seen a movie like this before.
Yeah, one of my colleagues here on the show, Eric Childress, goes to the film festivals, and he saw it at South by Southwest. Or maybe it was Sundance. I can't remember. Was it Toronto? Toronto. It was Toronto. Yep. I know it was one of the film fests, but it was at Toronto. And it blew his mind. And when he described it to me, I was just, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And you know, for us, it's exactly the kind of movie that we want to be known for. You know, it's the type of movie that probably wouldn't get made through the traditional Hollywood system,
yeah.
The big studio system.
Yeah.
But it's a movie that deserves to be made and will have a wide audience. And so, yeah, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Well, listen, let's get back to the story here about Legion M. How did this start? What a great idea. And tell me about the beginnings of Legion M and what's happening now.
Sure. Well, thank you. Yeah, so my co-founder, Jeff Aniston, and I, you know, we've worked together for a long time. We started another company called Mobi TV 17 years ago. And that Mobi TV had a disruptive impact on the entertainment space. And this time around, we're coming at it from a different angle. And something that we've been tracking really closely is this Jobs Act, which is the new securities reform that was passed through Congress and is now just being written into law by and being regulated by the SEC, which is for the first time in really our securities law history, allowing everybody, not just venture capitalists and what the SEC deems as worthy investors, everybody can invest in a startup. And, you know, when we have an economy that's so dominated by startup growth, it's really kind of unfair that for so long, those investments were kind of restricted to just the wealthy elite. And so on day one, when these new securities laws became available, we were ready to start our company. I mean, we've been talking about this for years. In fact, we had tried to do similar things and realized that the securities laws wouldn't allow it. And we've all seen the success with crowdfunding, which is phenomenal. I mean, we love Kickstarter and Indiegogo, but it's not quite there. I mean, you're really effectively making a donation to those projects. You might get a T-shirt or some reward. But in our case, it's next level. This is, you truly own the company alongside of us. You have shares. You know, our goal is to unite 1 million fans together as co-owners. A lot of people look at us and go, why would you want 1 million fans as shareholders? That sounds like a nightmare. And for us, we say, no, not us. That sounds like nirvana.
Yeah.
Because we believe in the power of a community. We think of Legion M not just as a company, but it's a community and a movement. And it's a movement to bring projects like Colossal to market and give them the audience and the stage that they deserve.
Now, so what people really need to understand is that the fans really do own this company, and the fans can make money from this, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, so first of all, we don't require you to make an investment to participate. So, and one thing we want to be clear on is, you know, this is startup investing. So it's high risk, high reward. And so it's not a good place for your IRA or your college savings.
Right.
But if, you know, and so the minimum investment, if you want to invest, so you can participate for free and just come along and be a part of the community, and that doesn't cost anything. But if you want to make an investment, the minimum investment is $100. And again, our goal is, you know, we want a wide community of investors that have put a small amount of money in. Right now, the average investor puts about $500 to $600.
Mm-hmm.
If we reach our long-term goal of 1 million fans, we'll have capitalized the company with $500 to $600 million to invest in projects that have 1 million fans and a community of 1 million people that are financially and emotionally invested in those projects.
That's really amazing. That's such a great idea. I can't believe I got to tell you something, Paul. I can't believe it took this long for someone to come up with this.
Well, you know, I mean, the truth is that up until the securities laws changed, they wouldn't have allowed it.
Ah.
You know, I mean, we in fact, you know, Jeff and I, we created a very valuable company with Mobi TV. And when we were raising capital, we had friends and family back then, this was 15 years ago or 17 years ago,
mm-hmm.
that believed in us, wanted to invest in our company, but if they didn't meet that SEC definition, we weren't allowed to take their money. So we went on to create a company that that was worth a lot of money, but the only people that could participate in it were the people that already had a lot of money, and it just seemed unfair to us.
That makes sense. Now, last year, you guys launched the first funding round. Right.
Yep.
And then you guys were oversubscribed. Yeah, you were oversubscribed by nearly 30%.
Yeah. Yeah. So we did what's called a Title III, and in that round we're allowed to raise up to $1 million. So we opened that round, and you know what it's like as an entrepreneur. I mean, we thought it was a great idea, but we just didn't know what the market would everyone else would think. We've been very grateful for the response that we've had. I mean, we had, we're one of the most successful Jobs Act companies now. So we blew out that round. We ended up having to give people money back. We didn't. What we did is we reduced everyone's investment so that we could allow everybody to participate.
Yeah.
And then now, just a few weeks ago, we opened a new round, and we're already close to $1 million in that round as well.
That's amazing. And how many investors do you have so far?
So far we're approaching probably about 5,000 investors, and we've got over 10,000 people as part of the community. Because remember, you don't need to invest to participate. And for a long time, you know, when we open a round, it's only open for a certain amount of time, and then we'll close it, and we won't. You know, it won't be possible to make an investment, so people can still join, and then they can be notified when the next round does become available. Mm-hmm. Right now, we do have a round open, and it should be open for a while, because in this round, the SEC has cleared us to raise up to $50 million in this round without closing it.
Okay. All right, so people can just go to – how can people join if they want to?
Yeah, so they can go to The Legion M is our website, thelegionm.com, and it's got all of our background information, the team, all of our partners. We've got some of Hollywood's best and brightest people surrounding us, including guys like Kevin Smith and Stan Lee. So we're really grateful for all the support we've had. It also goes into detail about the types of projects that we're looking at, including Colossal, and we have Field Guide to Evil, which is a horror anthology that we're executive producer on. We've got our Icons VR interview series where we interviewed Stan Lee in his home with Kevin Smith. So we've got, you know, we've got some amazing projects, and we're continuing to be invited to look at some of Hollywood's best and most creative projects.
It's really great. And I want to get into the detail on some of these projects, Paul, because some of them are just amazing. And we'll talk a little bit more about Colossal. And you have some meetups of some screenings that are happening. And you've got one coming up here on Friday for to meet up.
Yeah,
and
in
see
Chicago,
Colossal.
My hometown.
All right, great.
Yep, exactly.
Cool. Hold on a second, okay, Paul?
Okay, no worries.
Hold on. There you go. Paul Scanlon, everybody, co-founder and CEO of Legion M, the first fan-owned entertainment company. Their project, Colossal, which opens up this weekend, stars Anne Hathaway and Jason Sudeikis. It's kind of a hard movie to describe. We'll do the best we can to tell you what it's about. But there are so many other projects that Legion M is involved in. You can be a part of it. You can be an investor. You can make money. You are a fan, and the fans own this company. I love this idea. All right, we're going to come back and talk more about the projects that Paul and Legion M are going to be a part of right after we take this break on WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Right now, we're talking to Paul Scanlon, who is the co-founder and CEO of Legion M, which is the very first fan-owned entertainment company doing a lot of projects that you can invest in and be a part of and be an investor and an owner of company. The fans own the company, the fans get behind the scenes, and the fans share the rewards. And we welcome Paul back to the show. Welcome back, Paul.
Hey, thank you.
All right. So I want to get to some of these other the Icons. The virtual reality interview thing just sounds amazing to me, and I want to talk about that as well as some of the other stuff. But the immediate thing is this film Colossal. If you can try to describe it to people,
sure. No, absolutely. Well, it's a real mashup, and it's one of the most creative mashups that I've ever seen. And you know, sometimes when you describe a movie, it can set certain expectations. And I think this movie is best experienced without knowing much about it. Mm-hmm. But what I can say is that it's a subversive romantic comedy colliding with a kaiju movie.
There you go.
And that may sound like really bizarre.
Yeah.
But it is done so well, it will blow your mind. And you will, it's the execution of this is just so strong. And Nacho Vigalondo, the writer and director, had such a vision for this that it's really a movie that is quite deep and with a lot of symbolic messages and a lot of symbolism and a lot of kind of meaning. You know, monsters have always been kind of a representation of our emotions or our dark sides or, you know, components of who we are. And this movie really explores that in a very, very creative way.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Now, you're having a meetup. You and Jeff are hosting a meetup screening, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So this Friday at AMC River East at the 7 o'clock show, we're going to get a whole group of people together. We'll have a kaiju costume there. We'll be taking pictures. And then we're going to do a little after party afterwards. And, you know, it's open to everybody. You know, the entire public is welcome to join us. But the meetup is really geared towards our Legion because we have a community of people all around the country. We've been doing these meetups. The film opened in New York and L.A., and we've had unbelievably successful and a lot of fun meetups getting together with our community. We all go see the movie together. We have a block of 150 seats together in a theater, and we just have it's a blast.
Yeah.
You know, we're watching a movie that we all played a role in bringing to market, and that's just a special experience. And then we go have a drink afterwards and talk about it. And then some high percentage of them go back to the theater to watch it again. I mean,
yeah.
That's how good it is.
And the other screenings, if you want to organize meetups, you can go to thelegionm.com. It's also going to be playing in Yorktown, at the Yorktown in Lombard. the Century in Evanston, and the Century Center Cinema in Chicago at Clark and Diversey. And so you can organize it there. That's just it's so great. Now, so that's the most current project, and you guys, I'm sure you'll have a great turnout Friday night at River East. But let's talk about Icons Face to Face. You know, you did this with Stan Lee and Kevin Smith, and this is a really incredible idea, and it's pushing virtual reality. So tell everybody about this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, for us, we are big believers in virtual reality. We think that it is, to a certain degree, a big part of the future of storytelling. And for us as fans and with a community of fans, there are a lot of icons of our generation that we wanted to sit down with and capture in virtual reality the experience of being in the room with these icons while they're interviewed in an intimate conversation by someone that they're close to. And what we did is really kind of, it's a first of its kind. No one had ever done, first of all, I mean, there are some interviews that have been done with the, you know, standard run-of-the-mill VR cameras, but that's not what we did. We went completely to the future-proof level, where we use two Nodal 8K cameras and position them within 4 feet of the subject, Stan and Kevin. In this case, in Stan Lee's home, in his party room, and Stan is a big supporter of ours, so he welcomed us in doing this.
Yeah.
But the reason we went all out with the cameras, so we have, you know, this is 16K that we're shooting this experience with.
Wow.
And the reason we did that is, and then we'll have 16K in full 360. So really, it's a resolution that is so far beyond today's technology that, you know, we're storing most of it. We're using very little of it in our first publishing of this episode. But what we wanted to do is we wanted to capture this conversation at the resolution that is at the threshold of human perception. And that turns out to be 75 pixels per degree of viewing angle. You know, this is the pilot episode.
Right.
So we shot it just a few months back, and now we're in production on it. And the plan is to, we've got some partners now that we're talking to about creating it into a series where, you know, maybe we shoot 10 to 15 of these every year.
Yeah.
And we have some other kind of surprise components of it too that we haven't announced yet that make it even more compelling. That'll be coming soon.
Well, it's the definition of cutting edge, Paul, and it's such a great idea. I got to tell you, I love everything about Legion M ever since finding out about it. I seriously do. And
you should come join.
Oh,
we'd
I am.
Love to have you on board.
I absolutely am. But you take that to the bank, my friend. I'm definitely going to invest. And if people want to invest, they can go to thelegionm.com. But also if they don't want to invest, they just want to be a part of it, they're free to join and just be a free member, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, that's one of the things that we usually recommend is, you know, we don't want to be introducing our company and then asking people for money. So what we usually do is say, hey, come in and check it out and join our private Facebook group. Go to our online forums, you know, come out to a meetup, see what we're all about.
Yeah.
Check out our projects. Go see Colossal. If you like that movie and you believe that the world deserves to have more original content like that and less just, you know, sequels and reboots, then, you know, we'd love to have you. But even if, you know, we don't make a distinction between people that have made an investment and haven't made an investment. We keep that obfuscated.
Yeah.
But the people that have made an investment are participating in the upside. So if Colossal does well and if our company continues to grow and we build value in the company, then, you know, their benefit in owning stock is that their stock appreciates and they, you know, would make money from it.
That's great. Well, anyway, check out thelegionm.com. And if you'd like, you should come to the meetup. It's open to the public. It's a 7 o'clock screening at the AMC River East, right down the street from where I'm sitting right now. And it's this Friday, the 14th, 7 p.m. And it's Paul and Jeff, the co-founders, and they are going to host the meetup and talk about Colossal, and everybody's going to watch it. And it's just going to be great. So if you want to get a taste of Legion M is doing, and you want to check out Colossal and see if you want to end up investing. That's the best kind of way to do it this Friday, the 14th, at the River East.
One recommendation, Nick, yeah. is that if they are interested in coming out this Friday, this past Friday in L.A., we sold out an 800-seat, one of the largest theaters in the country. We sold out. So we do have tickets on sale now through our website if people want to go and reserve their ticket ahead of time.
Okay.
So if you go to thelegionm.com, you can find that under the Colossal
on the page.
Page.
Okay, that's great. Paul, listen, yep. man, it was a real pleasure talking to you. Let's keep in touch, okay? I want to talk about
I hope to meet you. Come out on Friday.
Okay.
We'd love to see you.
All right, man. All right, Paul. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Paul Scanlon, everybody, co-founder and CEO of the Legion M, which is the first fan-owned entertainment company. I love everything about this. Their big project is the movie Colossal, and it opens this Friday. All right, we'll take a break on 720 WGN.